One of the founders of the mental health organisation, Are You OK?, has been receiving messages of thanks from around the world today over his decision to share a suicide note that he wrote 15 years ago. Graham Cowan says he's exposed this extremely personal part of his past because he wants it to help other people struggling with mental health issues to realise that their problems can be overcome. He's appealing to men in particular to seek help before it's too late, as Isabel Rowe reports.
On the surface, Dick Maloney is a typical country Queensland bloke, happy and optimistic about life. But underneath, there's a bit more going on.
I'm a very lucky person. I tried to take my own life 13 years ago and was unsuccessful and got tremendous help. And I now feel as if I am totally cured.
About 3,000 Australians die by suicide each year. The rate is increasing and men are more than three times more likely to take their own lives than women. Dick Maloney thinks men still struggle to shake a stigma around mental health.
We don't want to talk about it. And I didn't want to talk about it. My wife didn't even know that I had anything going on inside.
Dick Maloney's story of survival is similar to that of Are You OK Day board member Graham Cowan. In 2004, he wrote a note to his family, telling them he loved them and that he couldn't go on. His family found him before it was too late, and this week he decided to share the note online for the first time.
And I had no idea what would happen, but it just went viral. You know, there were just comments from all over the world. I had many men email me directly and say, thank you so much for talking about it. This makes it easier for everyone.
Last night in Melbourne, AFL commentator Nathan Burke paid tribute to his former St Kilda teammate and captain, Danny Frawley, who was open about his own struggles with depression before he died suddenly in a car crash in Western Victoria this week.
Danny wasn't averse to shedding a tear, as we know. Sometimes it was just a drop of a hat that actually caused it. But he did. He wore his heart on his sleeve. And if any of you feel emotional tonight at home, let it flow, because I think that's probably the best tribute we can give to Danny is to be like Danny.
In its 11th year, Graham Cowan wants people to use Are You OK Day to reach out to someone they think is having a tough time. And rather than just using the three-word slogan, he says there's a recommended method to encourage that person to seek help.
So the first is to ask. And what that means is, you know, you make an observation about a change in behaviour seen in someone. Second step is to listen, ask open-ended questions. And so the third step is about then encouraging action. And then the final step is to check in, you know, follow up two or three days later to see if they've done that.
Yeah, I guess if you ask someone if they're okay, often their first response is to automatically say, yeah, I'm fine. And that might not be the truth.
Denial is a very common thing, and especially in men. And what we recommend in that sort of situation is say, well, actually, I'm still concerned. Is there anyone else you'd like to talk to?
From his front deck in southeast Queensland's scenic rim, Dick Maloney is a short walk from the tall gum tree on the side of the road that he's painted blue, part of a project to raise awareness about mental health. In a part of the country where many landowners are struggling with drought, he says talking is crucial.
It was only yesterday that I went and saw a mate of mine who is doing it tough, you know, and Because I've been there, for me to talk to somebody and they know that the struggle that I've had, it's probably better than somebody who's learned it from a textbook. That's all very important too, but to have someone who's actually been in the struggle and has nearly taken his own life and has bound back to make them realise that, you know, don't do anything silly because there is help.
Courageous Queensland man Dick Maloney there with Isabel Rowe. And if Isabel's story has raised concerns for you or someone you know, you can call Lifeline on 1311 14.